What's up, what's up? You are now listening to FY Fly the Podcast, and I'm your host, Hassan Thomas, along with Remy, and we are here to share tools on how millennials can budget, save, invest, and understand student debt and credit to achieve financial freedom. If you're a high school student, college student, or someone who's interested in gaining more financial insight, this podcast is for you.
I'm trying to give me a bag. 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 I'm trying to give me a bag.
What's up? What's up? Welcome to FY Fly's first episode. We are glad y'all can make it and hope y'all staying safe out there. And make sure y'all mask up, man. I seen a trend talking about, there's a hashtag talking about burn your mask. What? It's really people out here fighting and wrestling over wearing a mask. And I know y'all heard Lil Baby. We need to be social distancing. In all honesty, just wear a mask, bro. It's not that hard. If we all work together, we can eliminate this widespread of this virus way easier. Well, before we jump right into the show, I would like to take a moment to introduce myself and let my co-host do the same. Well, my name is Hassan Thomas. I was born in PG County, Maryland. And then I moved to North Houston, you know, shout out Spring, Splash Town, Texas. You know, I'm 22. I just graduated from Maryville College, a little small school right outside of Knoxville. I played football for 4 years and 3 years at DB and switched to running back my last year. And I actually tore my meniscus when I switched to running back and had to have surgery. All that was crazy, but it actually gave me the time to focus on turning my 30-page senior research paper into what I'm claiming now is a million-dollar brand, which I call FY Fly. FY Fly stands for Your Information, Financial Literacy, and Investing. And in a little over 3 months, you know, since I graduated and COVID-19 really started hitting everybody, you know, I've been grinding relentlessly, and I now have about a 10-person team under FY Fly, and our main goal is to promote financial literacy while eliminating financial illiteracy. Hey, I know that sounds good, so just remember where y'all heard it here first on FY Fly. But enough about me. What's up, Remy G? Talk to the people.
What's up? So I go by Remy G, but my real name is Remington. I was born and raised in the Third Coast, aka Houston, Texas. I'm currently a 21-year-old senior marketing major at Maryville College. Much like Son, my journey at MC started as a football player too. A real familiar lifestyle since that's how I identified myself. Since what? The age of 7, when I was first able to put pads on? After the first season of playing football at Maryville College, I decided I wanted to have a bigger leadership role on campus. Also, I wasn't happy with the amount of playing time I was getting, but we're not going to talk about that right now. This mindset of wanting a broader impact led me to run for class president the last 3 years, and I have not regret my decision to stop playing football.
As y'all can see, we are no different from you all. We are all going through this financial journey together. So the information that we're sharing is not only applicable to our listeners, but to me and Remy as well. Many people ask me, as I build my brand, am I an expert? What makes me qualified to come out with these financial literacy resources like my app and website that are coming soon? And honestly, you don't have to be an expert. What I've learned is that you don't have to be the best. You don't have to be on top of the game to share your knowledge. Everyone has to start somewhere. With that being said, let's get straight to it, man. Life is so short and we ain't got no time to waste. Let's get active. There are two types of people in this world. People who don't know where their money went.
And the people who tell their money where to go.
So which one are you? Today we will be tackling the important question of what is financial literacy, what it exactly covers, and why is it important? Investopedia describes financial literacy as the ability to understand and effectively apply various financial skills, including personal financial management, budgeting, and investing. Financial literacy helps individuals become self-sufficient so that they can achieve financial stability.
Plus, bro, financial literacy is something you should want to take the time to learn, because who doesn't want to learn about money? Everybody wants money, but half of us have no idea what to do with it.
Big facts, bro. You know what they say. Knowledge is power, and money makes the world go around. So don't you all think we should be more knowledgeable about something that makes the world we live in go around? Exactly. Financial literacy at its simplest form is knowing how to manage your money efficiently and effectively, period. It's not that complicated.
We as people, especially my generation, need to become smarter and develop healthier habits with money. Financial literacy as a whole covers so many topics because it's literally what and how you spend your money. Some of the main topics involved with understanding financial literacy are budgeting, saving, investing, understanding student debt and credit, retirement, taxes, and insurance. Financial literacy affects all ages and all socioeconomic levels. Financial literacy causes many people to become victims of bankruptcy, predatory lending, fraud, and high interest rates, potentially resulting in bad credit or foreclosure.
On God, understanding financial literacy and not only how to manage your money, but save and stack your money is critical. By being financially literate, you are saving yourself from common financial pitfalls such as not being prepared for emergencies, drowning in debt, bad credit scores, and the financial stress of living paycheck to paycheck like one-third of Americans do.
One-third of Americans? Man, that's insane.
I swear, bro. So tell us some of the positives of being financially literate.
Being financially literate helps people become more confident and achieve financial freedom. This includes being able to distinguish the difference between wants and needs, managing to save money, paying bills, managing a budget, buying a home, paying for college, and planning for retirement. With the lack of financial education, anything that involves credit, interest rates, or investments is not only confusing for us young people, but the older generation as well. For example, I read an article the other day titled "Old Age and the Decline of Financial Literacy." Researchers found the average financial literacy scores fell by half between the ages of 65 and 85. Now, Son and I ain't saying you need to be Dave Ramsey or some financial guru, but knowing and understanding how interest rates, credit scores, and stocks and bonds work is a very critical foundation when it comes to becoming more financially literate.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Go on, talk that talk then, bro. Being financially free, knowing you have a savings fund for emergencies, being able to help friends and family when they need it, being able to live how you want to live is the goal. Well, that's the goal for myself, and that's the goal I want for you all, to be comfortable and not have to stress out because life is too short and we ain't got no time for all that. Unwise financial decisions can have a long-lasting negative impact on your life, and literally just by being educated or aware of the financial choices and resources around you can have a huge impact on your life. All right. We're going to take a quick break and be right back to you. This episode of FY Fly is being brought to you by Guapcoin. Guapcoin is a decentralized digital coin founded by people of color that can be traded between peers instantly. Guapcoin is fast, secure, and highly scalable. Now, Guapcoin is for everybody, but their primary mission is to uplift those economic communities that have been left out of the cryptocurrency revolution. For more information, visit guapcoin.org or email tevans@guapcoin.com. DM us a question at FYFly on Instagram or Facebook for your chance to win 100 Guapcoins. We will be choosing 4 lucky winners to receive 100 Guapcoins apiece. Stay safe, stay invested, and stay guapped up. How y'all doing? Hope y'all doing all right out there. We are now into the insightful interview portion of our show, and I'm excited to introduce you all to Andrew December Abrams. What's up, bro? How you feeling?
What's up, man? I'm doing all right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So here, we don't like to waste no time, man. We're going to go get straight into it. We got 10 icebreaker questions, rapid-fire questions. We're going to shoot off at you, man. You ready?
Let's go.
All right. Favorite food?
Oh, pasta.
Favorite actor?
Denzel.
Favorite athlete?
Me in my prime.
Okay. Favorite male artist?
As a singer, I would have to go with Michael Jackson. Timeless
okay.
music.
Facts. Female artist.
I've been feeling Cardi B, man. She got the bars.
Okay. What about Megan, man?
Man, Megan cool. She's leading a culture of women I can't fully stand behind right now.
Okay. that's a topic for another issue.
Another time, yeah.
Favorite movie?
You know, with me, man, I don't never have a favorite movie. I don't even really watch TV like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm more of a, like, series type of guy.
Okay. So, biggest inspiration?
Probably Jay-Z.
Okay. Biggest lesson in your life?
Don't quit.
Okay. So, your go-to motto, would it be go quit or don't quit, or you have another one?
Go-to motto would probably be find a way. If there is no way, make one.
Oh, yeah. That's it right there. Last question. Grape or strawberry jelly?
Grape.
Okay. All right. So, like I said, I wanted to have you on the show, man, because it's hard not to notice your entrepreneurial spirit. I've seen that you have 3 businesses going for yourself. Am I correct? A foreign profits club, a production company, and a travel company. So, can you tell us more about each of these businesses and what was your motivation behind starting these?
So, originally, my motivation was, you know, more so I started to realize the society that I'm in, and I see that entrepreneurship is something that people sometimes frown upon. You know what I'm saying? I've been at the table, you know what I'm saying, these Christmases, Thanksgiving or whatever. And, you know, when you first start trying to be an entrepreneur, you know what I'm saying, you are now taking the leap of faith to pretty much break away from money earning. You know what I'm saying? You're not working a 9-to-5. And by doing that, sometimes people try to place you or categorize you in a category of, you know, lazy or still trying to figure it out. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'll sit at my family table on like the holidays and stuff like that, and they'll ask me questions like, you know, so what do you do? You know what I'm saying? We're as men especially, we're constantly judged by this question. Mm-hmm. We are constantly judged by what it is that we can bring to the table instead of, you know, our character, you know, who we actually are as people. And so during that time, it was very hard for me to, you know, jumpstart into the businesses that I have now, which is why one of the things that I my motto that I stand by is don't quit. It took me probably, I would say, 2 to 3 years to get these businesses to be profitable. You see what I'm saying? And one of the things that pretty much kept me going is that, you know, once you take the leap to become an entrepreneur, you're probably not going to see a turnaround, you know, for your profit or anything like that at all until, you know, towards like probably like a year. You know what I'm saying? They say, mm-hmm. I think the statistic is most people that, you know, start a startup business, they don't see profit until like at least a year if they make it to, you know what I'm saying, if their business doesn't crash.
So how did you deal, not to interrupt you or anything, but how did you deal with, you know, not seeing that profit in the beginning?
I honestly, man, I had to thug it. You know what I'm saying? I had to find, you know, other ways to generate income, at least to keep me, you know, all right until my other businesses took off. You know what I'm saying? So I think there was a time where I had I used to work at a grocery store, man. I used to work at a grocery store, and I used to bag groceries. Now, the people there, they probably had no idea that I had entrepreneurial dreams, right? I'm really just doing this to get my little check so that I can, you know, feed myself for the next couple of days or whatnot. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's what I did to hold me over for the most part, man.
Gotcha. So as far as your businesses, how important do you see social media marketing is for your companies?
Man, social media is probably one of the biggest platforms that not just me, but anybody can use to market, especially because it's free. When you look at other businesses like, you know, a CNN or a Netflix, any large corporation, they pay millions and millions of dollars just to, you know, get their product or what it is they're trying to sell out there. So when I learned that, you know, one thing that I do for my businesses is, this is a little tip that I'll give you all is, I reach out to social media influencers, man. Social media influencers probably one of the biggest and most slept on marketing tools in the game today. And so if I have a product or if I have something that's new for one of my businesses, I will go straight to them and say, hey, look, whatever your promo fee is, let me know, and I'll put you on payroll. Mm-hmm. And so every time that I got something that is big that I feel like the masses need to know, I have a list of social media influencers that are going to basically push my stuff out there, man.
Gotcha. That's very smart. Y'all take heed to that. So next question, what do you think holds people back from starting businesses, and what advice would you give those people?
So I deal with people on a day-to-day basis, right? Mm. Now, in order for a person to fully jump into anything entrepreneurship or working for themselves, the first thing they need to get over is fear, all right? Mm. It's just very hard for people to make that leap into something that they know, especially if they have no schooling behind it, they don't know when and where to do. And so because of that, you know, there's a lot of fear in going out on your own name. You'd rather go under Target or, you know, building somebody else's dream. But it's like, you have to start somewhere. You know what I'm saying? That's probably the first thing. And the second thing would probably be laziness, man. Some people are actually too comfortable. They're too okay with where they're at. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And that's a terrible place to be, because when you're comfortable and things are just going all right, even though you know you're not where you want to be, the one investment that people make all the time and don't realize how important this investment is time. Mm-hmm. People give time to things that they shouldn't. So that's one thing that I make sure that I teach is, you know, can't you can't get time back. I can give you $100,000 today and, you know, I might be feeling bad about it. That's a lot of money, but at least I can make that back. If I give you my time, I'll never get that back.
That's big facts. Time is our most valuable possession. I agree. So in your opinion, what does it mean to be financially free?
Financially free to me means that I can wake up and go do whatever I want to do at any moment and not be worried or hurting because my pockets have been affected on a financial standpoint. For some people, that means waking up and going to Dubai or waking up and going to buy a boat or whatever I want to do. Money is the tool that will allow me to do it. If I see that I can't do it because something financial, I am no longer financially free.
Facts. So I seen you were one of your companies was for like a foreign profit company. So what is Forex exactly, and why should people be looking more into it?
So what Forex is we're simply trading currencies, right? Mm-hmm. Every country has a currency, right? And these currencies are constantly fluctuating. They're constantly going up and down in value. And like any other simple business model, all we are doing and teaching is teaching to pretty much buy low and sell high. It's as simple as that. So yeah, that's what that is. And one thing that a lot of people don't, you know, understand or pretty much realize about Forex is that, one, it's not a scam. A lot of people, they try to, you know, toss this misconception around that Forex is a scam. It's not. Some of the most wealthiest people in the world trade Forex. Forex is also something that you can write off on your taxes. In fact, when you give your bank, your local bank, Chase, Wells Fargo, when you give your bank any sum of money, they are taking your money and they're actually trading it on the foreign exchange market, giving you little to no return on your own money. Mm-hmm. So all we do is we take the middleman out, and we're doing that with financial products that have a high success rate. And that's pretty much what we're doing, man. It's definitely something that most people need to do.
Okay. I love it. So I remember you saying something, how you deal with people every day, and I seen you have a team. So from my experiences, it is actually hard finding people that are on like the same wavelength as me mentally. So how hard was it for you to build your team and the people around you?
Here's the thing about building a team. Sometimes in order for you to build a team, you need to first build yourself. And in you building yourself, you know, sharpening your own knife, taking the time to read books, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, understanding the market that you want to get into, understanding what it means to be financially free, you know what I'm saying? And taking the time to research and learn. And you doing that, the people around you are either going to be motivated by what it is that you're doing and essentially become an asset to you to be a part of your team, or they are going to be put off and almost look at you in a sense of fear because they now feel inferior to you, which is an unfortunate thing, but I've seen it happen, you know, on a number of occasions. Me building my team, the people that are on my team either gravitated towards me because they saw what I was trying to do and they knew that they had a value to offer me and grew a mutual relationship that benefits both of us, or, you know what I mean, they were motivated and respected what I did and said, hey, teach me, make me more like you. And that is one thing that I feel like, you know, people need to do more of. It's a very humbling thing for any man or any person to do that. But that says a lot about character, and I can respect that. And if that happens, you know, I take people and say, hey, look, read this, meet, be at this meeting at this time, and let's go.
Gotcha. So, man, I seen your Instagram, man. I say you're a well-dressed brother like myself. So where do you find the balance of cashing out on designer clothes, putting money back into your businesses, investing and saving? So how do you personally prioritize all that?
One thing, especially if you're dealing with, you know, dealing with the public, talking to people, you know, and you're marketing your product or whatever it is to the public, one thing that you want to make sure is that you look good. So once you start generating whatever income it is, I suggest, I don't care if it's a couple hundred dollars, you need to be taking 30% of that to self-care. You know what I'm saying? Self-care is very important. You know what I'm saying? 30% may simply just be a nice pair of shoes, man. Whatever it is at that beginning stage, you need to start taking personal care tips and, you know, slowly but surely leveling up in your appearance. Not only your appearance, but you talk, not only how you talk, but what you know, studying up on the game of whatever craft you're trying to do. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you need to pay people to get their time. You know what I'm saying? Some the mentors that I know that are, you know, real big in the game, I'll say like a Jay Morrison when it comes to real estate, or somebody like, I don't know, Kanye or Jay-Z when it comes to the music industry. In order for them to give you their time, they're going to charge you a fee for that. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes to level up and to be able to get that, those secret things that most people don't know in whatever industry, you got to pay for that. And that's what I also say that 30% should go to. Not always designer. You know what I'm saying? Things don't always have to be a materialistic thing that you're, you know, reaching for.
Gotcha, gotcha, gotcha. So do you have any negative habits that you can cut off and that we should avoid?
Negative habit for myself, man. I'm a big food guy. I like to eat what I like to eat, man. I you know what I'm saying? The things that I like to eat sometimes, I'm always going out. I'm always going out to purchase these meals and go to these, you know, restaurants and places. Especially in the beginning stage of, you know, me building my brands and my businesses and stuff like that, I needed to discipline myself to the point where I started cooking more, you know, staying in the house and just cooking. Another thing is, a lot of my friends are not on this entrepreneurial path. You know what I'm saying? Some of them, they haven't made that leap to do that yet. And so one thing that they like to do, they like to go out. They like to go to the club. They like to go to these parties and these events. These type of things cost money. The way a club is set up to me across the board is already, as a business person, I see that I am paying way too much to be in this environment, to stand on this little piece of land, to pay for this bottle that's actually not priced at the price that you're giving me for. Like, it's really crazy, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we do that. And all I'm going to say is, anybody out there that wants to, you know, go down the road of entrepreneurship, you need to separate yourself from going out and spend more nights at home creating a business plan.
Gotcha, gotcha. I'm actually in the same, you know, boat right now where I'm got to stop spending so much money on fast food. And actually, I just bought me an air fryer, so I'm about to get on that, you know, as we speak, man. Because I really do be spending too much money on eating out and, you know, the parties. And I just told myself probably like last week, I'm done going to the club. Because I was actually in your town, Atlanta, last week. And, man, I was at the bar and they was eating me up, man. So I'm done with that, man.
Yeah, it's a big finesse.
No cap, no cap. So do you track your expenses?
Yes, I do.
And how important is that?
Oh, man. Tracking and scaling, you know, your business and the growth of it, and practicing good retention is one thing that I definitely recommend. You know what I'm saying? That's one thing that allows you to physically see your own progress. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're constantly in a state of growth. We're constantly in a state of evolving and becoming better. And one thing to know where you're at in terms of, you know, getting better is to scale your business. Meaning, you know, if you sell a product and sales are low in a certain month, you need to know that. You need to know how you can adjust. You know what I'm saying? Or if you market a product, for example, with Forex, for other Forex groups that are out there, I don't know, you know, if they're doing this or not, but I know that mine specifically does this. If we have a lot of people that join in a certain month, or a lot of people that start to decline in a certain month by falling off or canceling their subscription, we need to know how to better service our customers. You know what I'm saying? Better service, you know, any business that you run, you want to make sure that you, when they say the customer is always right, they really are, but you need to know how to service the customer at any given time.
Definitely, definitely. I was watching some podcasts myself, and I think it was the CEO of ZipRecruiter, Ian Siegel, and he said, customers are your best source of knowing what to do next. And I completely agree with that. You know what I mean? They're the only one that matters. You know what I mean?
Right, definitely, definitely.
So what do you say to the young folk who believe they don't have enough money to save money monthly?
Depending on the, you know, the demographic and the background, of any young person, I don't care, you know, what hood, what projects, what cul-de-sac, what wherever you're at, there is a way for you to save money. If there's a way for you to get money, there's a way for you to save money. What it really just comes down to is you looking at what your expenses are. All right. let's say that you have rent due on the first, right? And you only make a certain amount just to simply feed yourself and so on and so forth. You need to find out what you need to do to lessen the amount that it takes to feed you. That comes for somebody creating a plan, but it's like you got to go through that and learn how to do that first. Secondly, if you have a job that is giving you a residual, you know what I'm saying, a residual bill that you have to pay, you know what I'm saying, you need to learn how to, you need to understand that some jobs aren't actually good jobs for you. You see what I'm saying? Especially if your bills are residual, but the job that pays you is not, then that's a problem.
Mm. Man, I love what you said there. If there's a way for you to get money, then there's a way for you to save money. That's big facts, bro. So what do you feel like you should have been taught in school that you learned in adult life?
Man, I'm going to tell you right now, school, you know, does not teach you how to manage your finances. It doesn't teach you how to manage and build good credit. It doesn't teach you anything about the stock market, foreign exchange market, indices, anything that is going to kind of like pique your mind to open you up to taking the route of an entrepreneur. School, to me, is still a business itself. And one of the businesses that to some degree funnels you into working for someone else, funnels you into traditional working systems, which is why if you look at statistics, some of the greatest, you know, money-making geniuses that we know to this day are people that went to college, went to these institutions, dropped out, decided, hey, look, this isn't for me and I'm going to make my own way. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that school itself is bad. I think school creates great network. School creates, you know, in a positive learning environment, a way out for a lot of people. But you also need to know if, as you grow, when you take the traditional steps of somebody else and don't break free from that at any point, you're only doing what they have done and not doing past what they have done to surpass the, you know, the people that came before them.
So how did you get involved in real estate exactly? So give us the path, the entry that my audience can follow.
Okay. So the first step for anybody that's trying to get involved in real estate is they first need to, you know, in their community, get a hold of their local realtor or anybody that is considered themselves in the field. What most people think is that they need a license to do real estate. What they don't know is that the license that you are, you know, going to school for or paying to acquire changes every year. So in that being that it changes every year, you essentially are still going to have to update yourself on the rules and update yourself on whatever the new terms, the conditions of that location are at all times. And so when you go to school, you're only learning what it is at that moment. So I say that to say that it's a large misconception that you need a license to do everything in real estate, because you don't. So you need to be around people that are already doing this, and you need to build a team. In order for anybody to accomplish great wealth in real estate, they need a team. They need a realtor, they need a broker, and they need somebody that knows the lay of the land. I'm a, you know, avid believer in saving your money, you know what I'm saying? Because the wealthiest people in the world, they not only know how to spend their money, they know how to save it. Some of the richest people that I've ever met, I'm telling you, man, these guys are wearing regular white t-shirts from Walgreens. They probably got on Skechers and drive a Prius. They're not flashy at all. There's no chains. There's no baguettes, none of that. No drip at all. No drip and, you know, close to a B. It's crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. So what do you think is the fastest way for a person to achieve financial freedom?
Man, I mean, we live in a generation right now where there's so many different streams and new ways of creating income, residual income at that. I think it's going to be something that's tailor-made to each person. Once that person finds their niche, once that person finds what they're good at, they need to learn how to monetize it. They need to learn how to better market it. They need to learn what tools and what team members they need to put in place to make their business run to the best of its ability. I look at any business that I run as a machine, and then I need to think, okay, if this person is, you know, let's just, for example, the steering wheel, and this person are the wheels, and this person does this, this and that, how can I then make them better? All right. So for anybody that's young, I suggest go ahead and make your YouTube, because that can gradually turn into residual income. Or anybody that is trying to, you know, get into the financial field or anything like I'm doing, what it costs to become, you know, a member of IML or Forex is cost $235. That $235 teaches you a skill set that pretty much can change your life if you know what to do with it. It'll teach you how to make money from mm-hmm. your phone on the foreign exchange market, on the stock market, simply with Wi-Fi. That skill set is something that's unmatched. I've never seen anything like it. So definitely do that. That's one thing that I definitely suggest.
Okay. So one important thing that you said was monetizing what you're good at. And I actually just spoke to one of my friends from high school. I remember in high school, he was like super skinny. I mean, like a twig. He followed me on IG probably about 3 days ago. And I barely recognized. I swear, I said, bro, you look like a Houston Texans linebacker, bro. I said, you need to be finding a way to monetize, you know, what you're doing, like your workout plans, your meal prep and all. Because I was asking, like, how did you do that, bro? Like I said, last time I seen him, bro, was like a twig. So I was just telling him, he was like, man, I didn't even, you know, think about that, you know, monetizing, you know, the meal plans and his workout meals and all that. So it's monetizing what you're good at is definitely something important that everybody, every young person, even if you're a little older, if you're good at something, people will want to learn from you. So go ahead and do that and teach that. And so my next question is, can you be an employee and become financially free? Do you have to be an entrepreneur to become financially free?
My opinion is this, man. There's nothing wrong with working for someone else, working mm-hmm. a 9-to-5, you know, taking the traditional route. As long as you have an end goal, as long as you know that you have a purpose that is greater than the moment that you're in at that very moment. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? And so, you know, one thing that I think most people get sidetracked by is the money that keeps them comfortable at that time. And mm-hmm. they lose sight of their purpose of why they became an entrepreneur in the first place. You know, there's a big difference between goal-driven and money-driven. If I was money-driven, I would only make enough money to take care of myself. That's it. Mm-hmm. Cool. I'm done. I'm tapped out. No more entrepreneurial goals after that point. But mm-hmm. if I am goal-driven, I now understand that I'm not trying to generate money only for myself. I'm trying to generate money for my family and kids to come. You see what I'm saying? Generational wealth is more so the goal. And that's one thing that I feel like, you know, if you are working a regular job with Sears or, you know, in a corporate world or doing anything like that, you need to have your goals and you need to be able to gauge where you are in the time frame of what you're trying to accomplish.
Okay. So I'm going to read you these two quotes and you tell me which quote is more accurate in your opinion. Money can't buy happiness and more money, more problems. Which one is more accurate?
I'll tell you what, money can't buy happiness to me is inaccurate. Mm-hmm. Tell me the other quote. I want to say it exactly right.
More money, more problems. You know, like Biggie said.
Yeah, no, that is accurate. That is accurate. But you would rather have those problems than broke problems. So keep the money problems for sure.
Facts. So you definitely dropped a lot of gems on us. So I'm just going to ask you one more question. General advice for young people. What do you think?
General advice for young people. One, you are who you hang around, all right? If mm-hmm. the five people that you hang around have no residual income, have no financial knowledge, and they're just not doing anything with their life and progressing, you need to learn how to love them from a distance and find and seek out those that are where you want to go and are doing and working towards the same thing that you want to accomplish. So yeah, that's definitely one thing. The second thing is, don't quit, man. On this road, man, there's a lot of opportunities for a person to say, you know what? Let me just settle. Mm-hmm. Let me just go ahead and get this regular job and be regular. All right. If the regular life is what you want, then go ahead and, you know, that first unhappy moment in entrepreneurship where a deal doesn't go right or you don't, you know, generate the income you want, go mm-hmm. ahead and quit and don't even start. You know what I'm saying? Don't even try to be an entrepreneur. Because I had to hear so many other no's before I finally heard my first yeses in this game. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, but those yeses were worth it. I'll still take there was 100 no's before I heard that one yes, because the return on that was, it was, did what it was supposed to do, you know?
Most stuff. And I agree with everything you're saying, man, because I actually had somebody tell me today, you know, that everybody can't be an entrepreneur. Well, that's true, but it's not because they don't lack the certain skills that we have. It's the certain mindset that we have that they're not at yet. You know what I'm saying? So the certain mindset, like you said, those 1,000 no's, you know, I've took those to the thousands. Yeah, I'm gonna do this for you, bro. Or yeah, I'm gonna hook you up with him. Or yeah, I'm gonna introduce you to him. That never happening. You know, we got to, you know, as an entrepreneur, you got to deal with those things and take them to the face, take them to the chest and keep rolling, keep rocking. You know right. what I mean?
Definitely.
So definitely, bro. I definitely appreciate your time, man. Thanks for joining us on FY Fly the podcast. And let the audience know where to reach you at. Any final words, man? Go ahead, bro.
Man, yeah, look, thank you for having me, man. You guys can reach me on my social media. My Instagram is Dior, D-I-O-R, underscore December, like the month. And you know what I'm saying? I do a lot of other things, you know, in the field of finances. And if anybody else needs any mentorship or wants to reach out to me for whatever means, my DMs are open. You know, I might not get back to you right away, but I will get back.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So now we're going to take it back to Remy G and I for one of our favorite segments in the show called Did You Know?
What's up? What's up? Let's get right into it. Did you know 44% of Americans don't have enough cash to cover a $400 emergency?
Did you know 38% of U.S. households have credit card debt?
Did you know 43% of student loan borrowers are not making payments?
Did you know 33% of American adults have $0 saved for retirement?
Did you know, worldwide, 35% of men are financially literate compared to 30% of women?
Did you know, globally, 57% of adults save money, but just 27% use a bank or other form of financial institutions to do so?
All right, we're about to hop into our Q&A segment. So this question here comes from Fly Soro. Shout out Fly Soro on Instagram. And her question is, what can I do to take advantage of my youth financially? Well, that's a great question, because there's no better time to set up yourself for the future than the present. The first thing we should do as young people is open up a savings account for emergencies only. I repeat, emergencies only. And if you would have told me my favorite player was going to die in a helicopter crash and we were going to go through a world pandemic, I would have called you crazy. Saying that to say, the unexpected can happen. And by the way, RIP Kobe, your mentality lives through me. No cap. But yeah, as I was saying, a savings account is for emergencies only. And I say that because if you are looking for growth from your money, then a savings account is not it. Look more into money market accounts or Roth IRAs, which is an individual retirement account that allows you to contribute up to $6,000 tax-free. You can also invest into ETFs. This is a much safer investment than investing into a single stock, because if the one stock you choose tanks, then you're in a real bad position. Since an ETF is a group of stocks, you will not be affected as harshly as you will by putting all your eggs in one basket with that single stock. Next, take control of your own finances. Do your own personal research. Don't let people tell you things and you just run with it because they have a certain title or position. Do your own research and formulate your own educated opinion. In conclusion, we always want to leave y'all with an impactful message, something that you can really take away and use from. Financial literacy is essential in having a happy, successful, and peaceful life. You do not need to be a finance, accounting, or business major to be educated about financial literacy. It is cool to have a lot of money. Nobody's ever going to get on your head or try to talk about you because you have a diversified portfolio of investments and a saving account that brings you income while you sleep. Be in control of your finances. Be in control of your life. Stay safe.
Stay invested.
And stay fly.
Thank you all for listening to FY Fly the podcast, and we hope you enjoyed the show. Tune in next week for more financial literacy insights with our special guest. Please visit our website, social media platforms, and subscribe to our YouTube channel at FYI Fly Podcast. That's FYI FLI Podcast.
But don't y'all go anywhere just yet. Stay locked in, as each week here on FY Fly, we like to give an independent artist a place to shine and gain some exposure. This week we have Lovesick by Sleepover Next Friday. And you can follow him on all social media platforms at Sleepover Next Friday. Let's go.
See y'all next week and stay fly.
I love the sound of you calling my name. I'm hung up over you like a frame. You shot me with your arrow of love. And baby, you have really good aim. Love sick, girl, you got me so sick.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.